Isn't it funny how the best chats are often had in the car on a long drive? Yeah, you're swapping stories, you're having a laugh, and you're solving the world's biggest problems. So welcome to Car Chats, where we put you in the back seat and get the backstory of some of our favorite humans and hopefully learn something along the way. In this bit of Car Chats, we were lucky enough to go for a drive with Australian Wallabies legend and good human, Michael Hooper. We discuss one of the most difficult moments in his life and how he now looks back on that moment as a gift in terms of what it taught him about himself and life. The full episode is available to all our Mojo members via the Mojo app, where you'll also hear Michael's incredible leadership philosophy, how he worked through his not enoughness stories, and how he redefines success. Hope you enjoyed the chat as much as I enjoyed taking him for a ride. So let's talk about overcoming adversity, because you've heard me say this before, your greatest growth comes from your darkest times, right? Mm. Greatest learnings come from your most difficult times, because I think three things happen. It's the most grounding chapter of your entire life, right? Because for a lot of us, we're on our knees. Secondly, it also taps into this incredible curiosity that, okay, how do I get through this? Who's going to help me? What am I learning about myself through this? And we often unlock our values, right? So what has been your observations and the, you know, some of your adversities along the journey, and what are you learning about yourself through them?
Yeah, I think my most significant one was pulling out of the test match last year.
Yeah.
I was just overwhelmed. I was sort of experiencing things I hadn't experienced before. And I was scared, and rugby took a real back seat. But the trick with it was, or the hard thing about it was, I'd always been a certain type of player to, I think, myself and what others thought of me. And that was a player that always plays. Like, I'd good run with injury, you know, injuries in my career. And so I've been able to play a lot.
Yeah. That style of player that you're talking about, is that quite an aggressive style of...
I'm just out on the field, you know. Yeah. I'd had a good run.
Yeah.
So, you know, pulling out for something that was, you know, largely mental.
Yeah.
Would seem... Yeah, it would seem like really hard, but for me it was an easy decision in the end, because I wasn't in a good place to play and be with the team. But yeah, I think the stories I was telling myself were certainly around, you know, in terms of what would other people think if I do this? What would other people think if I do that? And you know, it's a normal consideration to have, I guess. But yeah, that was taking up a lot of my energy. And I think why I got to that point was, I was, you know, a new dad. I wanted to be present and at home with my family.
Yeah.
And then I was playing a game that was putting myself in risk, injury risk.
Yeah.
And I was telling myself pretty much the story that something was going to happen soon.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, you start to tell yourself and you pick out, you know, it's like a confirmation bias. You start picking out all the things that you want to pick out, and you know, you see a person walking with a shoulder sling down the street, and you're like, oh God, like, I want to hold my baby. I don't want to be in a sling, you know, all those. Yeah. And all those things started just adding up.
Yep.
And telling myself that even though I'd played a lot of games, that something was imminent to happen.
Yeah.
You know, so I was overwhelmed and anxious about playing, and yeah.
It's so interesting that in different conditions, we tell ourselves different stories. We don't realize that the conditions have actually changed. Like, you've just become a dad, right? So you're not going to consciously identify that, you know, that's going to change your attitude in certain ways until it does.
Yeah.
And you find all these reasons to, you know, come and catastrophize that side of things. So
yeah, I was good at that. I was good at finding the worst thing that could possibly happen. Yeah.
Oh, we all are. Yeah. Like, we're living through the most opinionated, judgmental and negative time in living history. So you don't have to look far outside for validation of negativity, right? So what happened? Okay, so you flew back from Argentina, was it?
Yep.
Yeah. And from memory, your family were in New Zealand at the time?
Yeah, my wife and my son were in New Zealand. So I had to, I flew home, and I left home at 18, like went to Canberra for the Brumbies, 18.
Yeah.
I hadn't finished my high school certificate at the time. So I was, I didn't do that great in the school certificate, because I was already in rugby mode, right?
Yeah. Fairly good excuse.
Right? Yeah. I thought, that's what I used anyway.
Yeah.
So I hadn't been really back at home since then. No, hit nights here and there and whatnot, but I found myself like gone from 2 days prior, you know, I was captaining, about to lead the team into a test match in Argentina, to back in the bedroom that I grew up in with mum and dad. You know,
a single bedroom with all the old posters in the room.
It felt like that.
You must have seriously felt like you were cracking up.
Yeah.
That particular moment.
I did. I actually did have a. That was a funny moment within it all, because it's like, you know, I think a thing that I thought was, I didn't understand the whole, not mental health thing,
well,
but
just what was happening to you.
Didn't understand what was happening to me.
Yeah.
So you know, I remember just being there, just going, God, how have we ended up here, you know? But
oh, that's funny.
As you've mentioned, I look at that time as one of the best things that happened to me in my life. You know, it's like having my kids, you know, marrying my wife, and you know, that thing.
That's it for this snippet of Car Chats. If you want access to the full episode and more, jump across to the Mojo website and become a member, giving you access to all new and existing content, including full episodes of Car Chats, as well as Mojo Espresso, our masterclasses, Thank God You Asked That, and more importantly, our Interventions, a collection of short-form exercises to help you in real time, all in one place. So head to mojocrow.com/membership for more information.